Pope Benedict is due to make a one-day pastoral visit to Naples tomorrow, during which he will meet with over 300 religious leaders attending an international interfaith meeting sponsored by the St. Egidio community. Philippa Hitchin has been exploring the city to find out more about what people are expecting from this papal visit.
The city of Naples welcomes Pope Benedict XVI. That's the message on banners strung across the streets and on posters plastered on buildings lining the route where the Pope will travel on Sunday. Among the thousands of people expected to attend the Mass are religious leaders from over 70 different countries who are here to attend the St. Egidio Interreligious Prayer Meeting. The three-day encounter following the spirit of Pope John Paul's first interreligious day of prayer for peace in Assisi in 1986 is focusing this year on the theme For a World Without Violence, a poignant problem for this city known as much for its ancient historical treasures as for its modern organized crime network, the Camorra. We visited a parish in one of the most run-down parts of the city, Scampia, infamous as the biggest drug-dealing center in the region. The parish priest there, Don Agnello Manganiello, told us that while most people are honest folk trying hard to make a living and bring up a family, it's increasingly difficult to keep kids out of the clutches of the crime bosses who offer illusions of easy money and a glamorous lifestyle. The parish organizes lots of after-school activities, from football to theater to music groups, and the main aim, he says, is to instill in the children an attitude of respect, in contrast to the widespread culture of illegality and violence, which is so visible on every street corner. In areas like Scampia, the church is one of the few institutions offering an alternative to the Camorra, which has already claimed over 90 lives in clan warfare this year. Don Agnello admits it's an uphill struggle with so many people living in fear of the clans. Ours is a pastoral strategy of small steps, he says with a wry smile. It's like throwing a stone in the water and watching the ripples spread slowly out from the center, getting bigger as they go. In Naples, awaiting Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.